Welcome to the Body Talks podcast with me, Dr. Brooke Sheehan. I'm a chiropractor extraordinaire who speaks the language of the body, not to be confused with body language. Join me on this show as I disrupt current beliefs about where health comes from and how you can discover your greatest health potential without having to spend hours away from your life's work in order to do so. Because reaching these levels of health is possible once you learn how to carry on a dialogue with the greatest creation to ever exist, the human body. By tuning into the whispers your body speaks and addressing them, you avoid the potential damage that is created when the body begins to scream, allowing you to experience healing in a whole new way. This show will guide you towards true health so you can continue to change the world. Your body holds the answers. I'm here to help you discover them on the Body Talks podcast, starting now. Hello, hello. I am so excited for this episode. I thank you so much for being here. This is another episode of the Body Talks podcast with me, your host, Dr. Brooke. And today we are going to get into the topic of how to really cultivate a relationship with that small little voice inside of you. You know, if you're a patient of mine or a potential patient or somebody who understands the work that I do, you know that I'm always talking about the aspect of there is this intelligence inside of us. There's an intelligent being inside of us. To me, it's almost separate from my conscious self, right? My conscious self knows I'm sitting here in front of you. I'm sharing into this microphone. I'm talking. This is what my conscious self is doing. My subconscious self, or the aspects about myself that I'm not thinking about on an everyday, moment to moment, second by second basis, is doing work and doing things that I don't even fathom entirely what is happening, right? There's that intelligent being that our bodies, the intelligent being of our bodies, that is constantly working and doing and communicating and sharing and whispering and doing all of these things, working diligently to keep our conscious selves well. Because without the subconscious parts of us, there can't be any conscious parts of us. Let that settle in. Without the subconscious parts of us, there can't be any conscious self of us. We can't be here. I can't be here sitting with you, you know, in this chair, speaking in this microphone, talking to you right now, if it wasn't for the subconscious work that is being done every single day, moment by moment, to keep my vocal cords going, to keep my muscles moving, my eyes blinking, you know, all of the internal intestinal track moving, heart pumping, all of it can't happen without that subconscious network of events that is happening internally. So people have asked me, patients, non-patients, you know, colleagues, friends, family have asked me, Dr. Brooke, you talk a lot about how the body is talking and communicating with us all the time. And I know that you have the ability to extract information from the body or have the body speak to you in a way that it now opens up and gives you information about what's happening to my body or to your patient's body or to whoever's body. But how can I begin to develop a relationship with my body so I know what it's saying or how it's communicating, and then I can learn to trust myself better? See, to take this a step further, I feel like many of us struggle in trusting our own intuition, our own internal guidance system, because we aren't taught on how to listen to that. We're taught when we have big decisions that need to be made, you know, those defining decisions in our lives that dictate the course of our lives, the trajectory that we go on, those defining moments in our lives, we're taught not to come back to ourselves. In fact, sometimes we run from internalizing and figuring out, you know, what we want, because at oftentimes we think, oh, but is this just my mind? Is this my mind creating and fabricating a story? And it could be, don't get me wrong, there are aspects where that could be. But in the same sense, how much do we leave our internal guidance system and go off to talk to friends, go off to talk to family members, go off to speak to, you know, some guru on the internet? We ask a question in a query box and hope that they can answer, or we look for psychic readings and we do all these things of maybe these people are going to tell me the story of my life and tell me the information that I want to hear. Sometimes we have a little idea in the back of our mind of how we want things to be, so we look for external guidance for people to confirm those decisions, which can be have negative consequences as well. It's really important to come back to our source within, you know, the internal intelligence, the guidance, the thing that emanates life within us. Because honestly, there is so much to be gained when you turn inward and you begin asking questions inside of you. Now, this is not just speaking of, you know, okay, the body has intelligent wisdom and it communicates and it speaks, because absolutely. But there is a spiritual guidance, or there is a power greater than just the subconscious body that is having, you know, the body is communicating as well. But when you're in flow with what your body is wanting, oftentimes you can be in a good state with, you know, the universal guiding principles. So the way that this can be done efficiently or effectively is what I like to call a game of this or that. Now, this or that is a game that I've helped other patients, you know, be able to identify what it is that their body truly wants in any given moment. And I've helped them really learn to develop this sense of understanding that sometimes our minds can think we want something a certain way or to do something a certain way. And in reality, it's like, oh, I guess my body didn't want that. And when I say my body, I'm talking about that subconscious part of me, that universal force, like that resides within, that I can turn to, that I can utilize as that guidance system. When I began utilizing my own guidance system is when I had massive breakthrough in my life, when I've actually noticed, oh, my will was to do this. Its will was to do that. I did its will and the world opened up. So defining decisions in your life are those big, huge decisions that you need to make. But I don't want to play this or that with defining decisions yet. Because just like building any skill or building muscle and going to the gym and working out and all of, you know, those things that we do to develop ourselves into better human beings, we're going to start the game off this or that with inconsequential decisions. Inconsequential decisions are those decisions that we make every single day that are super small, that aren't defining the entire trajectory of our lives on whether we're going to marry somebody or get this new job or start a business or move to a new town. They're just like, do I go for my morning coffee at home? Do I run off to the, you know, pastry shop? What am I going to do this morning? Am I going to exercise? Am I going to go to the gym? Am I going to walk or am I going to read? These are small, inconsequential decisions. Of course, over time, small, inconsequential decisions can make big impact or can make big pitfalls, right? If they're bad habits, inconsequential decisions of bad habits of smoking a cigarette in any given moment, or, you know, doing drugs or alcohol or whatever, right? Those things can have ill effects as a buildup. But I'm talking about inconsequential decisions like coffee or tea, right? So do I have coffee this morning? Or do I have tea this morning? These are questions that you can ask yourself. And this is what I tell my patients. When you're working through and starting this practice of this or that and really tuning into that voice, try this. Try, do I want coffee? When you ask the question, and feel into that. Just whatever, it doesn't, you don't have to sit there for 10 minutes or 5 minutes or even a minute. You can sit there for a second just to see how your body feels. Do I want coffee? Do I want tea? How do I feel when I say that? Is my body feeling a certain way? Am I getting a strong resounding yes towards tea, but I mentally want coffee? Or am I getting a, resounding no? No, you don't want tea? Okay, if I don't want tea, I gave this or that. So if it's a no to tea, then it's a yes to coffee. So it's using two things, two separate things. It's not going down the list of, all right, body. So we got, mile long run or a swim in the pool or a 10-mile bike ride. Which one? If you start giving yourself a long list and trying to isolate, especially early on in the game, that is going to be very difficult for you to really start to tuning in to those subtle changes, those subtle voices. So this or that, coffee or tea, morning run or at-home workout, weights or resistant bands. Do I want to, go left on my way to the office, or do I want to make a right-hand turn and take a different way to the office and switch things up? We end up in such a almost, what's the term, where we're just kind of living life, in motion and not really stopping and thinking about what we're doing because we're so habitual in moving through our habits of, okay, this is the route that I take every single day to work. And this is the route that I take every single day. This is a grocery store I shop at. This is, and we're just in robotic mode, right? We're just moving through the motions. And so this or that, by operating and utilizing this concept, is allowing you a chance to see what your internal guidance system, what that aspect of you actually is desiring and wanting. Because doing that versus, okay, well, I know that it's only going to take me 5 minutes to get to work if I go this way versus 10 minutes if I go that way. But you have no idea what's on the other side of that. You have no idea. Maybe there was an accident you would have missed. Maybe there was a person you were to have met. Maybe there was, all sorts of different things. Maybe having tea one morning instead of coffee allows your mind to clear a little bit. And you go, that's interesting. I have to admit, I am a huge coffee drinker. I love my coffee every single morning. And so there are moments in time where I even struggle with this because I don't want tea. But when I ask my body, when I ask that internal wisdom within me, what do I want? I listen. And the more that I listen, the more that I hear. And so if you feel discouraged that you're not getting the answers you want, or you feel like you're just guiding your own decision-making through the conscious brain of yours, keep practicing. Keep practicing. This doesn't develop overnight, but the more that you develop that relationship with yourself, the more that the body will give you, and the more dialogue it will have with you. Because the way that I look at it is when you're beginning a new relationship with anyone, a friend, a colleague, a coworker, anyone, what happens first thing happens is the introduction happens. Hey, hi, nice to meet you. Great. I'm Dr. Brooke. You're so-and-so. Great. Nice to meet you. They don't know what I struggle with. They don't know my life secrets. They don't know, you know, what makes me tick or what gets me excited or, you know, what makes me angry and sad or any of that. They don't know. Just met these people. But as I began to develop a better relationship with them over time, more gets shared, more comes out, more of the vulnerabilities are shared, you know, together. So think about that when you're having this communication with yourself. It's not about trying to get your intuitive body just to tell you every aspect of every area of your life when you have not developed a relationship with it. Because think about it, if you were, you know, communicating and telling and sharing and all of this stuff, and that's all what was happening, and it was only one-sided and nobody else was giving, like, there wasn't any acknowledgement of your feelings or there wasn't any like reciprocated feelings, you stop communicating. So at one point, your body's still working. It's still doing its job. It's still communicating with each of the cells within it and all of the material that is lives and resides in those cells. It's still communicating. It's still doing that work. But it says, there's no point. Why am I even going to try to share with them, share with her, share with him what is happening? Why am I even going to say what is needed to help me elevate to the highest level of health I can be? And this is health in every single area, physically, spiritually, emotionally, mentally. This is not just, you know, health in one realm, but in all of it. So really, truly think about that. You have been so far from having that really close-knit relationship with yourself that your body is like not even, like they're like, okay, like what's the point? I'm not even going to say anything until it becomes so bad. And then I'll start screaming at you. And then I'll tell you, you know, hey, here's cancer. I've been telling you about it before. I've been telling you there were problems underlying all this other stuff. You didn't listen. So I just kept my mouth shut and just kept going and going and trying to adapt and trying to do my work until I couldn't anymore. It's so important to develop that love and that mutualistic relationship within yourself. Because that aspect of yourself is desiring so badly to be heard and so badly to be communicated with in a way where you guys both understand each other. And I'm talking, if you haven't picked up yet, talking about that conscious aspect of you and that subconscious aspect of you as two separate pieces to the greater whole. So I'm curious. I would love to hear, you know, your experience with this or that and how it's played a role in your life. You know, maybe you do it for a week. You commit to over the next 7 days, I am going to ask myself before I make any decision, is it this or that? I'm really going to tune into how I'm feeling. It's again, it's not to be neurotic and thinking so deeply and what do I do? But in any decision, in any inconsequential decisions, do I go to this gas station or that gas station? When you're doing that throughout a 7-day window, I'd love to hear what you've learned, what your experience has been like, how you have tapped in, or maybe you haven't tapped in and you're still struggling and you need some assistance, reach out. I'm definitely happy to help you, move through this process and learn and develop, because it's a beautiful thing. It truly is a beautiful thing when you have that intuitive guide and you trust that intuitive guide, and then you begin to trust yourself. And then it's like, you know, it's okay to ask for outside thoughts and, you know, feedback on things, because there's aspects of our shadow self that we can't see. but to foundationally have a good understanding of who we are at the core, so we're not easily swayed in one direction. Because if you've ever asked anybody for help in making a decision, I'm sure you were faced with the three people said this and two people said that. And then you're stuck with, do I do this? Duh, what do I do? You know, it's good to get the feedback because there's pointers or there's things that you might not be considering about a situation. But then you take those feedback and opinions after having already developed that trust and intuitive guidance within yourself and you go, okay, I see these aspects. I see these areas in which that, you know, change needs to be made or little slight improvements. And then you make the decision and you're okay with the decision because you know that that decision isn't just being made out of thin air and you're not just on a whim making a decision, but you're making a decision knowing that you made the decision from your intuitive guiding system and you're not easily swayed. So then you know you get to that destination or that new job or, you know, buying the home or marrying the person and you're going, okay, I know it's not going to be rainbows and butterflies every day. I didn't make this decision or my body did not tell me this decision just because it was going to be easy, but because it was going to help me grow and evolve. And this is the next stepping stone I had to take in order to become the person I'm becoming. It's interesting. We talk about stepping stones. And, you know, there's been a lot of stepping stones in my life in the past that I never even really recognized until you look back, right? Steve Jobs quote, like, you got to trust that the dots will connect in the future. Because when you look backwards, you can see how the dots are connecting, but you can't see the dots connecting in the future. You have to trust that process. And so all of the big, just like big, huge defining decisions that I had to make in my life, I didn't know I was making at the time. And I didn't have this knowledge and this understanding of myself, subconscious self, and the intuitive wisdom and the guidance that lives and resides within me, and that relationship with my body to address her, to talk to her. I didn't know I had that. So now when I'm utilizing and operating, it's easy. It's in flow. It moves and it goes. And I'm not, you know, constantly stuck in these positions of what do I do next? But I know that each step of the way, it's bringing me closer to the woman that God designed me to be. So I hope that encourages you. I really hope that encourages you. I'd love to hear about how your practice has been with this. Reach out, connect. If you need help in any way to get down to this, or maybe you're experiencing some health challenges, I'm your girl. I'm your doctor, and I will definitely help you get the answers that your body is holding. Your body holds all of the answers. I can help you discover those answers on a much deeper level. But for now, I want you to practice this or that. Coffee or tea or water or this or exercise or that. It doesn't matter, you know. Every small decision you're making today and over the next course of the week, I want you to utilize this or that. Tune in, feel in, know what your body is trying to say to you. Learn, develop, grow. And until next time, I will see you later. Bye.
Thanks for tuning in to the Body Talks podcast with me, Dr. Brooke Sheehan, where you're learning to pay close attention to the whispers your body is speaking so you can live a life fully expressed physically, spiritually, mentally, and emotionally without spending time and money on healthy items that aren't right for you. You're uniquely made and your healthcare needs should reflect that. To learn more or how you can work with me, visit drbrookesheehan.com, that's Brooke without an E, and discover your answers today.